Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another podcast from Scanline Media. I'm Six Detmar.
I'm Kyrie Page, and we have another one for you.
We have another one. We're finally here recording for you. If you know the words,
you can
probably listen to this podcast for, you know, a second or third or whatever.
Yeah, time. You know, because it's like, it's just like that entertaining.
It's just a banger.
Yeah.
Called shot, mm-hmm. Pointing at the stands.
Yeah.
This is the latest in our series of fighting game fun podcast called The Number Series, which is a great name that isn't confusing to anyone.
Absolutely not.
Are you ready for the KOF winning number?
I am absolutely ready, because we have been percolating on this one for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This one's a little more complicated than usual, because usually it's just like, how many people have blonde hair in this game?
The blonde number, one of the many scrapped concepts.
But, like, you know, the King of Fighters is a series that is based around the King of Fighters tournament, right? Mm-hmm. And, like a lot of fighting games, it's around this just basic premise of, like, there's a fighting tournament, who's gonna win? But because KOF is always, like, team-based, the question is a lot more interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just who's going to win, Goku or Vegeta. It's like, Goku is on a team with Kid Trunks and Kid Goten, and Vegeta hired two randos with guns. Who's going to win? It's like, oh, that's a more complicated equation.
Also, the teams change from year to year.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're here for the King of Fighters 15, and we are going to run a little bracket. What we are going to do is we are going to seed the tournament. We will be, once we finish this initial description, we're going to fully embrace the in-universe role of tournament organizers, debating the merits both of as fighters and as entertainers of our various competitors and teams in order to seed a bracket to both get a good, you know, get a good competition, get good results, but also, you know, get some eyes on, right? Get some prime time.
Exactly.
On TV.
Exactly, because that's totally, like, well, I mean, I guess sports, like TV scheduling is still kind of a thing, like...
Oh, absolutely. Who's going to get the Sunday night, you know, football spot?
Exactly.
Right? That's people who the folks want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, based on that, we are going to then decide we're going to make a bracket, and then we will play that bracket out. What we've decided is we will do like a classic matchup thing, right? So in fighting games, you talk about matchups very often in a sort of a ratio system using 10 as a base. So for example, if you have an even matchup between two fighters, that's 5-5.
Yeah.
If you have one that's slightly favored towards the first fighter, that's 6-4.
Yeah, so
7-3, etc.
Yeah. And, like, it's always, like, in the realm of, like, theory crafting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, so to that end, for whenever we have our match, right, when it's time to play the matches out, except for Grand Finals, which we'll be doing a very special thing for,
mm-hmm.
We will have a D10 here that I have. I put it on camera so Kyrie can hopefully live react to some of these rules.
Numbers.
And we'll have it. So, like, yeah, if a matchup is 6-4, 1 through 6 is Team 1 wins. You know, 7 through 10 is Team 2 wins. Pretty straightforward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And without further ado, let's get into our roles and fully embrace the King of Fighters 15.
Stretching for this one. Can you believe they held another one of these?
Can you believe we held another one of these? It's our time, Kyrie. 21 entrants, 21 teams, that is. How many fighters? 59 fighters? That's a lot of fighters.
Yeah, that is a lot. There are some people who are just going solo on this one, though.
Yeah, we always get them every year. They've never won. I feel like that should be a sign to you, but people keep... I don't know, maybe it's, you know, it's about promoting the brand.
Exactly, and perseverance as well.
I mean, how many people, you know... not to jump ahead on our list of deciding some of these matchups, but Rugal is one of those guys, right, where he's going to draw a crowd even if he's by himself.
Oh, yeah. Especially with that glowing eye of his. I mean, that's what the kids are into now.
I really thought it was like conjunctivitis or something, mm-hmm. Pink eye, but it just get brighter and brighter every year, and usually it only lasts like a week, so I guess it is evil? Is he evil?
Is it? I don't think we're here to answer that question. I think we're here to answer who should be fighting whom.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I overstepped my bounds a little bit. Okay, we'll move around as the spirit moves. We have, of course, our roster here. Everybody's signed up. But we should probably start at the top. We don't have to go necessarily contiguously because we want to find good matches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, inspiration moves you differently. But starting off here, Team Hero. That's a little presumptuous.
Great name, guys. Might as well call ourselves, like, Team Protagonist. Like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. There are some of these... I mean, listen, I don't think anybody really killed it on naming. Recurring problem, actually, at this tournament. I guess it all started, you know, back when it was, like, Team, like, Japan, Team USA, right? Back when whoever founded... Do you even know who founded this thing?
Some guy claims to have... like founded it, but I think at this point it's like, I don't know,
he's here, you know that
he's here.
Yeah that guy's Antonov, he's on one of the teams.
If he founded the whole
thing, he's like, I started the first King of Fighters and was the first King of Fighter, and records from before 94 are kind of spotty, but I don't think that's true. He says that, though.
I guess we have to believe him.
Fair enough. Anyway, Team Hero, starting off, so two newcomers. Well, relative newcomers, I suppose.
Yeah, they were here last year. Shunei, they were here for 14. Last year as well.
So is May 10. So Shunei here, this kid. Okay, so we get a lot of weird powers around here, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, what can martial arts really do? And it turns out the answer is it can kind of do whatever the hell it wants. I used to think it was just like, you know, like, oh, you know, like a good punch, a good kick, maybe a throw.
That's what it used to be. That's when this bracket had, not this bracket, but this tournament had like some standards.
Yeah, when it was a little more coherent. But this guy can make big hands. And not like his hands, he has his hands, and then separately he has big spooky hands, a red and a blue one.
Right, and then he just fires it in like a big, like, blast. Which, I mean, granted, yeah. we are no strangers to ordinary men who can make blasts with their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. He's got apparently, I'm looking, he says on his form, one hand is made of water and one hand is made of fire. Which I guess is cool.
That is really cool if you are a video game protagonist from, I don't know, 2000 something.
I will note there are, I've seen techniques he has used where the two hands like hold hands and there's no steam that occurs. So I don't know if he's telling the truth.
But he is clearly demonstrating their ability to a certain degree.
True. It's hard to rank highly. I mean, you know, this kid, you know, is a student of, you know, Tung Fu Ru, obviously. Absolute, you know, veteran of the King of Fighters and just generally the competitive martial arts scene. Mm-hmm. Taught a lot of great competitors out here. And so that certainly has something to say for Shunei here. I mean, he did all right last year. I feel like I feel like he finished like middle of the pack, right?
Well, I mean, that's sometimes to be expected with these, you know. You know, he competed in 14, did okay. It was his first time like competing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, so I think like, but they do have a veteran on their team though.
They do. So we skipped over Mei Tenkun as well. We might as well knock him out. Kind of a similar story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely less impressed with Mei Ten here. He does like snap based martial arts, which just like, I'm surprised he showed up for a second tournament. These types rarely make it to a second, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there is this, like, that feels like that would be in the, like, you know, Street Fighter tournament, not our tournament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his nap-based style, like, he did okay last year. But
it's true. It's true.
He uses his pillow as a weapon, which mm-hmm. does not seem effective, but it looks like during one of his moves, he is, in fact, just taking a nap. Does he just micro nap throughout the entire, like, through the match?
Which I guess, you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about, one of the things you worry about with these fighters, of course, is that they're going to get, like, worn out,
mm-hmm.
right? As they're going to do all the, you know, to fight after fight. And it seems like his style's very sustainable. I just knocked something over.
I always like tell you got to clean up your desk.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's all right.
It's not my strong suit.
It's all
right.
My desk is also a mess.
Yeah, if it were these two, and even honestly, if Tung Fu Ru were with him like last year, I would once mm-hmm. again, I mean, obviously, all respect to Tung Fu, but it's been a long time. It's been, he's what, like 70, 74, 72 something, or something? Like, he's old now.
Old guy.
And, you know, obviously much respect to him, but I don't think he can hang like he used to. I would be ready to write this team off, but they have Benimaru on their team. Benimaru Nikaido.
Benimaru, he's been in it for a while.
He's been in every KOF since the beginning of the modern era. And let me tell you something. I was, you know, doing the numbers,
mm-hmm.
surprised to figure out he is the winningest KOF competitor ever. He has the most championships.
Yeah, that's like, it looks like seven wins under his belt, including last year. So,
including last year, yeah. And like, you know, you figure like I really figured, you know, we're gonna talk about these fighters in a minute, but I figured as like, oh, it's gonna be Kyo, oh, it's gonna be Terry, oh, it's gonna be Ryo. It's Benny.
Benny out here just like wins.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also,
so I'm tempted to give them a pretty decent seed.
Yeah, I mean, he, if nothing else, like, I think definitely a top three.
Yeah, yeah. I feel good about that. You want to tentatively pencil them in for two?
Yeah, let's
we'll see where we go.
Yeah, let's see where we go. I'll put them in two. I think it's the presence of the two newcomers that is, like, you know, causing that, like, kind of keeping them from number one to a certain degree, but like also mm-hmm. the, like, we can't not rank them high. Like, Benimaru is just like, just keeps winning these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mentioned a moment ago, but Team Sacred Treasures, this might be my pick for the number one spot. It's quite possible. We have here Kyo Kusanagi, Mr. KOF, you know him.
Know him, love him.
Well, I certainly feel strongly about him. There are, I would say, even some of his teammates don't love mm-hmm. him, right? Because he got Iori this year. Iori, always very impressive, right?
Right.
Iori Igami. Seems to have trouble following rules. He's been disqualified a couple of times. He's not shown up for matches.
He's gotten distracted with, like, crossover tournaments.
Got possessed that one time.
Mm-hmm. A little reckless,
which is weird. Yeah, yeah, but you know, shows up almost every year, and you know, he did like that special match in '97. He it was actually this original team here that held it down, because they also have Chizuru, who certainly has a lot of power. She doesn't seem like she's well accustomed to a fight exactly, which is weird because she's competed a lot and she's hosted a couple of these. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this is their year. They, you know, any team with Kyo, you got to take seriously. And his two partners certainly seem like they're no slouches themselves.
Absolutely.
Do you have a better, like, this is currently my thought for the number one spot. Do you have anyone else you would pick for a number one seed over them?
I would have to, I mean, there are some like really established teams at this point, but like Kyo is probably like behind, like, is he? He's like behind Benny Maru, right? Like by like
he is behind. Yeah, he is one win behind Benny, but also he has some of those special match wins to back it up. He seems to Benny shows up for the tournament and he does the tournament and he goes home, and I really respect that. But you should, you know, we would be fools to discount the amount of like extracurricular work that Kyo has done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think, honestly, I think you're right. Like, number one seed feels correct here because you have Kyo and you have, like, with Yori and Chizuru who just keep showing up for these things and doing well, and then also just, like, that special match with something else. And I think that, like, and the reason to put him above Team Hero and just be, like, we have three very well-established competitors here. Whereas, like, mm-hmm. Team Hero, like, we have Benny Maru, but we have two newcomers, right? Like, two newcomers that do pretty well, but, like, you know, we want to, like, I would love to see a, like, putting them further away on the bracket means that there's a chance that they may meet up at some point, and that could be an explosive match.
It's also going to be the case that the first round of fights, all the people who don't get a bye, like, those are going to be morning matches. We're not going to get great viewership on that.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, do you have anyone in mind for like a really low seed?
Low seed.
I mean, there's the easy answer, right? Which is, we've got two solo entrants this year, as you pointed out. We can't give solo entrants a good seed. They're not going to win.
No, I think... And honestly, I think in some ways, Mr. Rugal would want, like, as many matches as possible because he keeps trying to, like, prove himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would be a real... He is a real draw. It would be a real bummer if he got wiped out, you know, in round one. But I just don't see it happening. So I'd feel okay giving him...
We may have some plans with Mr. Rugal.
We may have some plans. He'll get his screen time. You want to give him the 20?
Yeah, give him the 20. Yeah, lower.
Because this Goenitz guy is not, you know, I know, you know, try to be respectful to anyone who's hosted a KOF.
Absolutely.
He hosted 96. Mm-hmm. He's never won, obviously, which, you know, it's true of almost everyone here. Winning is not, you know, winning's a rare thing. Mm. Of course. But I also, I mean, he's been gone for 20 years. I just don't, you know. I don't know if he has it.
He hasn't posted any results since then. Like, that's the main thing, right? Like, we just don't.
Yeah, like, he hasn't, not even any losses. He just hasn't fought.
Yeah. This is his first year competing, isn't it?
Since 2002.
Since 2002, I mean, you know, over 20 years, you know,
Yeah, over 20 years and a solo competitor and also not a draw. No one knows who this guy is. I suppose the real old heads do, but the real old heads are going to watch the whole tournament, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, let's put him like, I'd say 21. Like, we
21.
Yeah.
Let's blackjack this man. Mm-hmm. Which is not, that's not a threat. We are not threatening violence.
Well, don't misunderstand. They will enact the violence on the in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not us, so.
True.
True.
All right, well,
we are clean.
Well, we could set up some matches right now, because 12 and 13 are going to be the ones that fight these two.
Okay. 12. Let's say, Looking at our roster here.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
Sure.
Right? To possibly the man who both founded and won the first ever KOF. But Team Gaw here is a bunch of folks nobody cares about. Like, Ramon won.
Which is no slouch. No slouch to, like, win one of these things. His win was also 2000.
And it was also him as part of a team that, you know, has had some, like, you know, he's part of Team K-Dash. He was the fourth member of Team. He was, like, their bench player, mm-hmm. right? A little less impressive. King of Dinosaur. KOF fans really have a pretty contentious relationship with professional wrestlers. I, of course, have nothing but respect for the sports entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. But people, a lot of KOF fans, more casual KOF fans, get kind of angry seeing, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, play fighters show up at a real tournament.
And it's like, not to discount like their abilities, but also most of the time they are focusing more on the entertainment aspect of it rather than the sports aspect of it.
Right. And like, you know, obviously we love a good entertainer around here. We want to give them a good spot. But when you're here to entertain and your opponent is here to, you know, summon an ancient demon and channel them into a beam or whatever is happening these days, you're going to lose very, very quickly.
I think Team Gaw, let's put him up against Rugal.
Yes. That seems good.
Yeah.
To me.
Because one of, like, I think that feels like a not super even. I would say, like, I would give the advantage to slightly to Rugal, because he does know how to fight, is the thing.
He does.
But also at the same, you can totally, like, I imagine, like, the way these guys act, they would absolutely try to build heat, and which is what we need early on in this tournament.
Yeah, we'll have to decide, you know, what we think of these matchups once we actually have the whole first round set.
Mm-hmm.
As far as our seed number 12, who's going to be fighting our Goinets here, I didn't know. So we see a lot of strange things running these tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I had a double take, right? Because it's been a while, but do you remember, like, Yashiro and Chris and that whole gang, right?
Yeah, I remember
those
them.
those weird, like, cultist kids. They registered twice this year.
Wait, are they allowed to do that?
Well, here's the weird thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is I was like, can you come and explain the situation? I called them to come, you know, to have a sit down, and two of each of them showed up. They have multiplied.
Ah.
What they said is, you know, they're into their, like, that Orochi cult, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something involving a snake.
They said that they're, okay, so half of them, right, the ones that kind of looked more like like they usually look every year, looked more classic, right? And they said that they had, like, kind of, they were kind of feeling down on Orochi these days, right? Mm. They were kind of distancing themselves a little bit from that.
Orochi agnostic, as they call themselves.
Right. And then the other one said that they were freshly born creations of Orochi, that they were, like, born of the power that these they seemed out of their fucking minds.
Well, okay. Then in that case, they should probably fight Goinet? How do you pronounce this?
Goinets for Doinets,
sure. Goinets, he appears to wear a priest uniform, and so if we need someone
Do you think he's an Orochi guy too?
Maybe. Actually,
I mean, it could be a sleeper classic in the early, people love that when they're like, oh, this is a really slept on match. We can't put these psychopaths in primetime.
That's why we do them in the, like, let them figure out their differences in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Get them out of the way.
Exactly.
So we have two other, no, we have three other, excuse me, I read the bracket wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have three other matches that are, like, first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have 15, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, right?
Right.
So we have six more to decide of these first rounders.
I would say, like, I think the best way to kind of go about this is... I think that some of our newer combatants should definitely be in, like, around this area, because we just don't know what they could do. And putting them higher,
that's true.
Putting them higher, we don't know if it'll be a wash or if it'll just be like, let's see, like, you know, again, no disrespect, they made it enough to, like, qualify to, like, even compete, but, you know, we just don't know. What's up with these samurai from, like, another time period? Are they cosplayers? Okay. Are they, like, what's their deal?
I am not entirely clear on that, right? They paid their entry fee in Rio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the old gold coins. And I was like, oh, that's cute. And I took them to my bank. And they said they were real.
Well, money is money.
No, but, like, they might actually... They are either time travelers or they are the richest cosplayers I've ever seen. Either case, I think they're going to lose, like, instantly. But they should probably get a primetime spot because they're going to draw a crowd.
Oh, yeah. So,
I feel comfortable slotting them in at, like, 11, right? Like, the bottom of starting at tier 2.
Yeah. Put them in at 11, you know, just so that, like, it'll be middle of the day by this point, and people will be mm-hmm. like, what are these samurai motherfuckers doing here? Who let this guy have a sword in a martial arts tournament? But it will draw people's attention.
The Darley girl... I don't understand, like, did she not get the memo? She's not even a samurai. She's like a pirate girl.
Yeah, but she does have that big, like, I assume, an axe made of, like, shark teeth?
Or a saw or something?
Or something.
Unclear on what that weapon would be called. Yeah. She can lift it. I asked her if she could. I said, for safety's sake, I can't have you in the ring with a weapon you can't lift. And she lifted it with one hand over her head.
Crazy.
Crazy. So I mean, they'll put on a show.
We love that.
Mm-hmm. As far as lower down, again, this is one of those classic folks you want to be respectful to, right? But Hydern is here as the veteran of Team Rival. Joined by two newcomers, Isla and Dolores. These feel like, you know, first rounders to me.
Yeah, like how far they will go will, like, largely depend on. I mean, not to say that. Have you seen, like, the way Dolores fights of, like, summoning these, like, sand tar monsters or something?
Wait, she what? I'm sorry, I haven't.
Did you not see the film?
No.
So yeah, check this out. So if she, yeah,
that's a golem. She just makes golems.
Yeah, she just kind of makes them.
Well, I mean, I still think it's pretty gimmicky. Isla's a graffiti artist, I guess.
Yeah, you might want to check the film on that one, too. Remember that hands guy earlier? Uh-huh. She has smaller purple hands.
Smaller purple hands. Okay. All right.
Seems to have a little bit more control over them. Like, definitely doing a lot of stunts with them.
Huh. Are they made out of evil?
Nah, I think they're just purple.
Okay. Well, I want to put him in at 14. Because listen, I want to believe in Hydern, right? But if he's got the strength, he'll make it through the first round. And if he doesn't, I don't want to embarrass a veteran like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let him get it out of the way when people aren't watching.
Exactly. And if, and also, like, again, give these two newcomers, like, a chance to, like, maybe not necessarily, like, they may prove that they have it in them. Like, that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Every year, we don't know what to do with K-Dash.
I don't even think K-Dash knows what to do with K-Dash sometimes.
I mean, he's won 3 times. But, like, every year, you know, you're, like, you're watching it, and you're like, oh, man, he made it to the semifinals this year. That's really, and then you're like, wait, he's in the final, he's in the grand, he won? It, every time, it just doesn't feel real. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's certainly capable, but he just doesn't.
He did win 3 times.
He did win 3 times. In a row. I don't know, maybe I'm just a hater. Yeah, in a row.
And then he's back with his old team, it appears. Like,
yeah, they got that Sarah girl back. The whip lady.
I think she just prefers to go by whip when on the stage, but
oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You know, stay respectful. Yeah, I mean, you know, she was on one of the winning rosters, right? And I know it's a shame that they parted ways with Kula. I know they, like, Kula wasn't ever on their winning combination, but I always felt there was real potential to the K-Dash Kula, like, 1-2.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just,
I mean, she's here this year. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And we should probably give them a pretty decent seed. 3-time winner. 2 of them. Maxima just talked around Maxima, which honestly, as I understand, is how he prefers it. Likes to be very, very nonchalant, very, you know, professional about things. But he's a big cyborg man, and he wins fights.
That's just what he does.
Did you see that year where he did the huge chest laser and, like, killed, like, 100 people in the audience?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. I thought you'd get DQ'd for that, but I guess, you know, listen, they it was one of the designated splash zones. They knew the risk.
Mm-hmm. Cheaper seats, but, you know, like,
man,
you may in fact be turned into, like, paste.
Do we give him 5? Is that too much?
That might be a little too much.
What are you thinking?
Well, I think they are first round, maybe like 6 or 7.
Okay, I think 6 makes sense. We could give him 6.
Yeah.
That's gonna have him up against our samurai. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to destroy those kids. I say kids, that's the actual that leader seemed like he was, like, late 30s. He looked a little rough.
Yep. Drinking a lot,
also,
too.
He seemed to have that could make you look older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Terry's back.
Terry and his brother are almost always here.
Yeah. It's kind of shocking to me that they've never, like, they haven't won anything in the modern era, you know? I, like, every year, I'm like, oh, this is Terry's year. And, I mean, obviously, back when they were doing the Fatal Fury stuff, they were, you know, real champs. But as a team, it seems like they've had trouble.
But they keep showing up, which is the which is the consistent thing. There was, like, they have taken some years off.
Mm-hmm. I hear Terry turned into a girl for a while?
Unclear, but good for him.
I mean, turned back, I don't know.
Gender is a fluid concept anyway.
Of course. Sorry. You know, listen, it's just one of those. I didn't know if it was a fighting technique or something.
No, I think it's just like a social construct.
breaking character for a moment. If they gave Terry a gender install, I would lose my fucking mind.
Gender install would be so fucking cool.
back in character.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to win one of these years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such strong fighters. They've got so much history, and it, you know, age hasn't seemed to had basically any effect on them at all.
Right. I think we put them on, let's say, the fifth seed.
Fifth? Okay. I can see that. That seems fine. Speaking of age not affecting people, Geese Howard is here.
Geese.
I know he was here last year, but that felt like, it felt like, you know, like he won last match out of retirement, right? And he looked great.
Yeah, always looks amazing. Like, it's incredible. Like, you would think he would be the guy who would, like, try to enter this thing solo. Nah, he knows the power of teamwork.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, and he's got a strong force with him. You know, we got Ryuji Yamazaki, who I believe has he's beaten the charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some allegations that he's involved with organized crime, but you know, nothing has stuck, so obviously we respect that around here. And Billy Kane, who's is a complicated figure to talk about, especially in combination with Geese, because he sort of has an asterisk on his record, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Right?
He's got a little unfortunate. He's got
a number of KOF wins, but only in tournaments that Geese Howard, his boss, ran. And there was some...
Yep.
The investigators weren't... there was nothing conclusive, but it really seemed like there was some match fixing going on.
That said,
regardless, yeah, he turns his stick into fire, and that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And also consider that, like, I mean, Geese is one of those guys that has, like, talk the talk and walk the walk. He's hosted a couple of these things, and also he just went to the King of the Iron Fist tournament. Like, he entered that one by himself. It did pretty well against, like, you know, demons.
It's true. You know, honestly, and this may sound a bit high, I think we should give them team, like seed four.
Southtown seed four? Sounds about right.
And part of the reason I think it is because if Terry wins his match and Geese wins his, then they will meet in round three. And that is a money match.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a grudge match.
I would love to see that just in general, but we've seen it a couple of times in the history of this tournament.
But it's been a long time since we've seen it. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone was waiting for it last year. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Geese's kid is here.
Who was raised by Terry or something like that? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, and he was a solo entrant last year, so of course he got destroyed in pools, because kid, come on. But, like, he showed some stuff, and now he showed up with an actual team of fellow competitors. He also, on his own, he went off and won one of the, like, the Maximum Mayhem tournaments we did. That's not bad, you know, a little off-season thing, you know, not the biggest guns showing up to that, but, you know, a win is a win.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. We still need to figure out, you know, round one. Maybe this is a round one, but
remind me which one. Remind me, where did we put Team Southtown?
Southtown is in seed four. That match is already filled up.
Mm. Okay. Hmm. don't know, it's complicated because here's the thing. We either A, want to see him take on Team Southtown, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
mm-hmm. that's a great narrative right there. We also mm-hmm. wouldn't mind him taking on Team Fatal Fury.
So either way, we're looking at the possible seeds. The reasonable seeds are 8, 9, or 1. Obviously not 1.
Not
Let's
1.
Let's not be crazy.
Let's not be crazy.
In fact, we've already given out 1, so... you think 9?
9 feels right.
Okay, we can do that. So there's a tricky one here.
Mm-hmm.
Team Secret Agent. First off, you know, want to note, put in the middle of the pack for some reason, Vanessa, the first woman to ever win the King of Fighters.
Impressive. We called that one a diversity win.
Also, I mean, you know, it's just you and us here, right?
Right. No one can hear us.
People are incredibly horny for these three.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, like...
I mean, I kind of get it.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, right?
Being honest. These... I don't know if they'll win. Obviously, Vanessa is a great fighter. I don't know that I... Like, Luong, besides winning a bunch of merchandising rights and photo shoots, I don't know that she impressed a lot last year. Blue Mary here, Miss Ryan, always a little middle of the pack as a competitor,
mm-hmm.
Though lots of experience at least. We can't put them round one just because we'd be like they won't win, but we'd be crazy to put them round one because we're the viewership.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we put him up against the kid?
Yeah.
Speaking of the kid, we have sort of two ways this works. Three ways this works. They're all fucking kids. Team Cronin here. First off, who I originally meant, Kula Diamond, the kid. Capital K on that one. Respect to the girl.
Respect.
Got you know, she's a little sloppy, honestly. She needs some practice, some refinement, but she's clearly very strong. and a very competitive spirit. Angel with her this year.
Angel took a break for a while, it looks like, between 2002 and then came back recently.
Yeah, I mean it was a pretty justified break, if I'm allowed to. Her technique is very impressive. You see her fight, and it's a very technical, skilled, like, wrestling and holds and submissions. And people just punch her in the face, and then she loses.
Mm-hmm.
I think with a different rule set, she would really thrive. But in KOF, she seems to struggle.
Bring back the Burikido tournament that we did one time.
Yeah. And then there's Cronin, is this kid's name? So he's got like a weird arm. He's got like sunglasses goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen this kid before. Total newcomer.
Total complete newcomer. Never seen before ever at any point in this tournament.
And to be honest, the vibes I get are like this, like he's something of something of a pickup artist, and he managed to scam these two into joining his team. I think they're.
Are they?
I hate to be disrespectful.
Are they okay?
But
are they, do we have to?
Listen, a loss is a great wake up call. If you know, maybe this kid actually has it, and they go far, right? Mm-hmm. In which case, we don't need to interfere. Or they're going to get annihilated round one. In which case, Kula will figure out she's with a loser, and it'll be okay. We can't help on hell. She's hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But these folks should have a low seed.
Yes.
So. 17?
17 sounds right.
Okay. Okay.
Who do we have left? Who do we have left?
We got Team Challenger, Team Najd. We got to hit up Team Superheroine, Team Orochi, Team Rival. No, we did Team Rival. Excuse me. Team Art of Fighting. Team Ash. Team Ash is a hard one.
Yeah. I mean, they like Team Ash, like, has probably the more, like, with the exception of Ash, who showed up in 2003, right? Like, well, what's the gap to it? It's like when we made the switch from like 2003 to numbers, that was like, anyway,
there were a couple of lost years there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so Ash is a very, like, very big personality. Very, very, people love or hate. People show up to watch Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth is a winner, has champion, has won 11, and also won the special match in 13 against Ash. So it's kind of weird to see them together, but I guess that's just how these things go sometimes. This Kukri kid is basically the definition of a loser.
Don't know why they hitched their wagon to Kukri.
I really don't get it. I get maybe it's like the honestly the internal chemistry for these kids seems really between Ash and Elizabeth is like really like love hate, and I mean like really love really hate, mm-hmm. like sex and murder attempts. It seems like a lot, and maybe Kukri's the only person who's willing to sign up for that.
Yeah, Kukri definitely does seem like the type of, like, he doesn't seem to ask too many questions. A lot of sand everywhere. Like, when we were taking photos for the tournament, we had to spend, like, an hour cleaning up that photo booth. I swear to God.
Very foul-mouthed, too, mm-hmm. that boy. I'm sorry to Elizabeth, but you surround yourself with people like this. I think we got to give him a low C.
Yeah.
I think 16.
Yeah.
We mentioned it earlier. Team Orochi is... Oh, I guess they're calling themselves Team Orochi again.
Well, there's Team Orochi and Team Awakened Orochi.
Yeah, I thought they said they were getting out of the Orochi business, though. Like, there's the Awakened Orochis, right? Who we already figured out what to do with them. But the normal kids, I thought they were moving... Well... I guess it's a complicated relationship.
Mm-hmm. Especially when, like, multiples of the self are involved.
Sure, sure. What do we have left for them? We could give them 19?
Yeah.
Seems about right.
Seems right.
Okay. We have left a couple of teams who... Oh, easy. Okay, I've solved our problem. We have one round one slot left at 18, right?
Okay.
And we should be giving it to Team Najd. Now, Najd and Sylvie Paula Paula, excuse me, mm-hmm. young lady, both competed last year. They fought. They didn't wipe out immediately, but I think they only made it round two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Duel Lan, obviously, a champion, right? Fought alongside Elizabeth for that championship. We know this guy can fight. We know he's very eyes on the prize. But I'm going to let you in on something.
Sure.
This is her second KOF. This is Sylvie's fifth team. Three teams have kicked her before they fought a single match.
Oh, dear.
I think she's a train wreck.
Kind of a hot mess, this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially with all the eyeballs.
There's that, too. I think she is just of her aesthetic is such that it'll appeal to little kids, but older kids will start to freak out, and then adults will definitely freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So getting her out early is a good idea. Can we give her 18th?
Yeah, let's give her 18th. That puts her up against... Who's that put her up against?
Oh, we haven't decided 15. I thought we had. Oh, dear. Well, we can give it to Shingo's team. He'll be a sport about that, right? It feels a little dirty to do Kim like that, but Kim's a worker.
Kim understands. I feel like Kim will, like, recognize that. I mean, Shingo won in 99, but, like, come on, it's nowhere near, like, the modern era. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think Kim will, like, appreciate, like, okay, just gotta go in and clean up.
Yeah, so we got, you know, Shingo Yabuki, Kim Kapwan, and Hinako Shijo, a name I hadn't heard in a long time. Remember the sumo girl?
Oh, yes.
Never won a single match? Yeah.
But she was pretty entertaining.
She was. And listen, if we're putting them up against this Team Najd, I think they're going to win that.
Yeah.
So we can pencil them in and they'll get a little screen time. We don't need to worry too much about that. Mm. Okay, this is a great relief because I was really worried because the three teams we have left now all need to be round one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Team Art of Fighting, who are like veteran veterans. It would be incredibly disrespectful for us to put them round one instead of round two. And then we have Team Akari, which, you know, veterans, but also, you missed last year, right? You were on vacation.
I was on a long vacation. Yes.
You know how we put the Team Akari in round one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Yeah.
Obviously, they did reasonably well, so that's one reason not to do that again. The other reason is, Leona fans blew up my car. They're psychotic.
Leona, I don't know what it is about Leona that just drives people to madness.
I don't either, but I can't deny it. Those people are frightening, and I don't want that to happen again. So they can get, you know, what do we have left? Seven? They can have seven. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a good fighter, too. You know, she deserves it, too. But I don't want to deal with that again.
Yeah. No, I got your text message. I did not know how to react. So I didn't.
Oh, I thought it didn't go through.
No, I just, yeah, sorry.
No, I get it. It was a whole thing. This makes this a lot easier. So the two spots we have left, if I'm right here, is we have three and we have 10. And between these two, it feels pretty straightforward. Team Art of Fighting, Ryo Sakazuki, Robert Garcia, and King. Obviously not a lot of wins under their belt,
mm-hmm.
But they go deep every year.
Oh, yeah.
So this seems like an easy three to me.
Absolutely, yeah. Put them at three, they'll do great. And, like, they'll draw, like, the attention of, like, the old heads as well. Because they just are in it.
And listen, we might need to launch some sort of internal investigation after this, right?
Sure.
About something. Because, so Team Heroine here, Athinasa Mia, Mai Shiranui, Yuri Sakazuki, I think all capable, strong women mm-hmm. who have a strong fan base that will draw an audience, so they've got history with the tournament. Women basically never seem to win this thing, and I don't know if there's something with the way we run these tournaments that makes the... Because you'd figure we'd have more women that won by now, but I think we have, like, three.
Yeah, like, that... Like, the three that have won are... Elizabeth won, Vanessa, and...
You know, actually, it's more than I thought. Elizabeth, Vanessa, that Whip, you said? She's Whip these days, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, she goes by Whip, yeah.
Leona. I think there might be some folks who didn't come this year, but I think those are pretty much our female winners. And it's just... I am worried the tournament biases against women. In a way that I obviously, if I knew, I would fix it. But it just seems like the results are something of a condemnation.
Well, like any good system, I'm not exactly going to question it. We're just going to kind of roll through it.
I mean, we can't fix it right now, and we can assume based on that that they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give them 10. Okay, bracket is set, and we need to start making some predictions for the Betties here. For the mm-hmm. Betties?
Betties?
Bookies, that's the word.
Betties? The Betties of Bookies.
Not the Betty bots or anything. Mm-hmm. For gambling. Listen, I'll say it. People bet on these tournaments, and we need to establish odds. So, starting off, Cronin versus Ash.
Cronin versus Ash, huh? I have to give like slight odds to Ash. Like,
yeah, it's a rough one.
But I'd say it's like 6-4.
Yeah, it seems like a match where both teams have some very strong fighters, and their companions and the politics of the group are holding them back. But we'll see. We'll say 6-4 in Team Ash's favor for that one. Goenitz versus Team Awakened Orochi. Team Awakened Orochi is like literally those members are less than a month old.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it's weird to say this for a solo competitor, but I think it's 7-3 in favor of Goenitz here. I don't know who this guy is, but he's at least older than a month.
Exactly. I would say, yeah. Also, he's like, he proclaims himself as like one of the like, I don't know, four devas of the Orochi. So,
oh, he's like their boss. He could tell them to take a dive.
He could.
Okay, well,
hopefully
that kind of makes that simple.
Yep.
All right, we have Gaw versus Omega Rugal here.
I'm going to be conservative and say it's 6-4 Rugal's favor.
Yeah, a strong solo entrance this year. I mean, I guess they're always pretty strong, but, it's even so, usually I feel like they have harder matches on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel good with 6-4 Rugal. That seems fair. Now, the normal Team Orochi versus Team Rival here. I guess just the Graffiti Kid and the Mud Lady and Hydern.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Orochi, who they never tend to go very far, but like they're all strong, right?
Right. I'm gonna say it's not gonna be. I don't. 8-2 feels too much, right?
Sure, we could say 7-3.
7-3 Orochi. They seem to have some decent synergy with each other.
Yeah. I feel comfortable with that. And finally, our last one for round one here, Team Challenger versus Team Najd. Boy, that might be a 5-5. You've got as far as like absolute veteran, you have a winner on each side, right? Mm-hmm. You've got Shingo here versus Duolan. You've got Kim Kafwan, who has competed in so many KOFs, and, that's to his credit, but he's never won. Naj showed up last year and put up numbers. Didn't win, but, like, for one competition.
Oh, yeah.
Really impressive. And then both of them have the sort of oddball in Hinako Shijo versus Sylvie Paula. I feel like that's a 5-5.
Feels like a 5-5. I say let's make it 5-5.
Okay. Well, let's see how these ones go, shall we?
Sure. Which one are we rolling first?
We will roll them in order, I think. So that means we are starting with Cronin versus Ash.
I can't see the result.
Can't see that.
Ugh.
That's a very close match. Barely eked out the victory is Team Ash.
I mean, they have that experience with them, right?
They do have that experience, yeah. So you're right about that.
But it was closer than anyone expected.
Definitely, definitely.
Good. Sorry, Team Cronin. See you next year. Maybe get a better team comp.
Wouldn't hurt you, right? Wouldn't hurt you.
Kula, pick a different team next year.
You deserve better than this. Absolutely. All right. Next we have Goinets versus Awakened Orochi.
Which was 7-3 Goinets.
Yeah, it's hard to see how this one will go, right? Unsurprisingly, Goinets stomping this match.
Mm-hmm. Man summons tornadoes. Can't beat that. The
Awakened summoned their diapers.
Oh boy. So.
They didn't actually. No, don't worry. We don't have to do any editing. It's fine. They didn't actually do that.
Okay.
Just an expression. Gaw versus Omega Rugal. This one could be pretty close. Gaw ekes it out.
Incredibly. I mean, I think it really is a team advantage. Right.
Yeah.
It's like Rugal always thinking he can handle it all on his own, but he never seems to learn the lesson that it's like, no, you got to have a team.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, it was pretty convincing. It didn't, you know, with a roll of 10, it didn't seem like they just barely, it's like they just had him. That I talked some smack on King of Dinosaur. He took that boy back to the Jurassic era. It was rough.
Yeah. Like, I think it will be very interesting to see how far these three go. Yeah, they have a tough fight ahead of them, though, but it will be interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, now we get Orochi versus Rival. Pretty strongly Orochi favored, but you know. Indeed.
Orochi team.
Orochi wins.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's like it's that experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some upsets, but you know.
Hopefully we hope that we hope that Team Rival comes back. We hope that Dolores and Isla come back, because if nothing else, they have a really cool design.
Dolores didn't get to do as much as maybe I think some of us were hoping. I was really surprised by Isla. I thought Hydern would be the backbone of the team, and it was definitely Isla there.
Mm.
Go figure on that one. Yeah. And then we have Challenger versus Najd, our first even match by our gambling considerations. Supposedly even match.
Supposedly. Wow.
I don't even know what to... I guess I should be more polite to Miss Shijo. She broke Duolon's arm.
Oh man. That's gonna heal. That's gonna heal weird.
Okay. Well, all right. Team Challenger moves on.
Mm-hmm. You cannot discount Kim Kafwan.
Unexpected.
You cannot discount him.
Not that they would win, but that they would be so one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. That gives us a new set of matches for round two here. Oh boy. Wow, some really good faded matchups here, I think, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, Team Sacred Treasures versus Team Ash. This is a fight that we saw like not just in the ring. These folks were fighting each other like in the streets. There is some real resentment here.
This is why, like, listen, our job is to, like, also help build the narrative a little bit, but, like, damn, they kind of already did part of that for us.
Yeah.
That said,
I don't see how Team Ash can possibly win this. This is like an 8-2.
I was just about to say this is 8-2 Sacred Treasures, because you have, like, you have Kyo and Yori on the same team. Like, come on.
Last time Ash fought them, Ash, like, had their powers, which means they didn't, and it was still a good fight.
Well,
yes. I mean, what else can you say? Pretty open and shut. Next up, we have Team Garou versus Team Secret Agent.
Ooh, I think
it's a fun one.
I think this is going to be. I think I have to give. God, it's so hard. This is like a very even match, but I think one of them is like. I can see an argument for either Garou or Secret Agent being like 6-4, right? Like, I think 6-4 feels right, but I don't know which way it goes.
I feel like I lean Secret Agent. I mean, the X Factor is this Howard kid, right? Like, we've seen some talent from him, but it's been touch and go. If he shows up and he shows the genius, the strength that controlled Southtown, if he has that explosive moment, it's done. And if he doesn't, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, Ms. Baron, Bijanae, strong fighter, but I think is pretty well matched by these veterans on Secret Agent. And Gato, again, capable fighter, but I think he is a little outmatched there. Yeah, I think it's down to Rock, and if he shows up, I think this is 6-4 Secret Agent.
I think so too.
Okay. Next up, Fatal Fury versus Goenitz.
I mean, it's Fatal.
It's Fatal Fury.
It's Fatal Fury. It's like
7-3.
Yeah.
I mean, he really rocked the shit out of Awakened Orochi. So right. I don't want to make it 8-2, but that's the only reason I don't want to make it 8-2.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think 7-3, but it's definitely in Fatal Fury's like wheelhouse to deal with these, like, I don't know, there was that movie real? We may never know.
Possibly more one-sided. Team Gaw versus Team Southtown.
I mean, it's a bunch of, like, pro wrestlers versus... They have Geese Howard on there. We didn't even talk about Yamazaki. But that man, you know, is how, a monster. Like,
it's remarkable to think about. Just... If Geese were here as a solo entrant, I would still think he's the favorite here. With the backup he has, as there's just no... 9-1? Is this a 9-1?
I think this is a 9-1. Sorry.
I think this is a 9-1.
Yeah, Southtown is definitely going to be one of the stronger teams here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a scary team. Art of Fighting versus Orochi. Now, historical precedent doesn't tell all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in previous tournaments, this fight has happened, and Art of Fighting has handled it.
Art of Fighting just kind of handles it in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 7-3 Art of Fighting.
I think you're right. Team Samurai versus K-Dash, Team K-Dash.
So it's either going to be this. It really is quite something, because this is like future technology versus the past, huh?
And it's I don't think we've ever had such unknowns before. I mean, usually if we have people who are this unknown, they don't make it through qualifiers. They did make it through qualifiers, did Team Samurai, but this does kind of, I mean, less, I suppose, than Southtown versus Gaw, but this does kind of feel like Baby versus Hydrogen Bomb.
A little bit.
I don't think that katana is going to be able to pierce Maxima's armor.
I guess we'll just have to see. I think it is 8-2 K-dash.
We don't know enough about the samurai kids. Let's be a little conservative and say 7-3.
7-3, yeah, 7-3 K-dash, though.
I think 8-2 is truer to how we feel, but I don't want to, you know, screw our bookies on this one when we don't know enough. Okay, Team Akari versus Team Super Heroine. What do you think?
No disrespect to the Shiranui clan, but also this is like, we have three seasoned like fighters here. Well, I think Ikari doesn't necessarily, I don't think it's like a stomp, but I think the advantage is there.
I don't want to glorify this, what I'm about to explain about these people, because I don't know if I think this is meritous, but I think it's hard to argue this doesn't make these folks tough. The training that Team Akari does is they go to war zones and punch people who have guns.
And they find a way to come back.
It's, yeah. Also, I hate to be crude here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mai, as is the way of her clan, puts a lot on the size of her breasts, and Leona's are just as big. I'm sorry someone had to say it.
How could you say something so controversial yet so brave? Yeah, I think it's 7-3, Ikari.
Yeah, I'm with you. Alright, and then last one of round two, Team Challenger versus Team Hero. I am more feeling it than I, you know, Team Challenger sent Team Naj to the hospital.
It is true.
Like, I don't know if Sylvie Paula is going to be walking for a month. And that's horrible, and I don't want to glorify that. But it does mean, like, if you'd asked me before that match, I would be like, oh, 8-2 Hero. But I don't think I can say that now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be, I think this is another case in which it's, like, actually a pretty even matchup. I think it's going to be 6-4 Challenger. Actually,
I know the two kids are really unproven, but there's Ben Imaru in there.
That's kind of
the winningest man in KOF history.
Ben Imaru is kind of like their X Factor, huh?
Yeah. I could see 6-4 Hero. I can't imagine giving an advantage against a team like, you know, I'm sure we'll get to that point if these kids don't show up, but like, off the bat, I can't bet against Benimaru. I don't think that's smart money.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, 6-4 Hero. Okay. Sounds right.
Well, let's roll some dice.
All right, so it's Sacred Treasures versus Ash. What was the odds for that one again?
This is 8-2.
8-2.
I'll be damned.
What? No way.
They put it, like, Kukri showed up. He fought his heart out. Ash just had the swagger. They pulled it together. Our number one seed has been eliminated.
Seems like in your their first is match out.
That's wild.
I think it really is just that sometimes that underdog aspect, right? Is, yeah, you know, Team Ash out here basically like Kukri is such an unknown factor here that I think they use that to their advantage. That like Team Secret Treasures were just like, oh yeah, we can handle it. We've handled this sort of thing before, but Ash has been studying the tapes.
Yeah. Damn. Just everybody pulling their weight there and pulling up, you know, it was a close fight all the same. I can't imagine fighting Sacred Treasures and stomping them. I think any fight against them is going to be close. Mm-hmm. If not your loss, I mean. Yeah. But well, Garou versus Secret Agent.
I think that's Garou.
It's Secret Agent.
Secret Agent, right. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Rock Howard needs a little more time in the oven, I think. They took a match, and that's, you know, they took a round, and that's not nothing, but Secret Agent moves on with a strong performance here.
Fans will love that one.
It's time for our 9-1. Well, no, that's no, 9-1 is the next one. This is our 7-3, excuse me. 7-3. Fatal Fury versus Goinitz.
Yeah, 7-3.
That's right. Just nail biter
of a match, but the Fatal Fury boys pull it together.
I do wonder, Fatal Fury pulls closer matches, like they sometimes it feels like they try to make them close, you know. I don't want to accuse them of sandbagging or anything, but their sense for the dramatic is a little on the nose sometimes.
They were, again, those movies, that movie sensibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Goinitz put up a great performance for a solo entrant. Getting past round one as a solo entrant is very respectable. Put up a great fight in round two. Shout outs, hats off.
Mm-hmm.
On to Gaw versus Southtown.
Our 9-1.
Our 9-1.
And a result that anyone could write.
They threw a few punches. I mean, I guess, you know, they didn't instantly lose.
Sure.
But, you know, we're going to get the match we wanted. And that's, to me, that's what's important.
Exactly.
But
Yamazaki really did, though, take King Dinosaur and just, like, drag him through the dirt, though. It was kind of disgusting.
It was a little rough. We don't have an unnecessary roughness rule around here, and perhaps we should think about it.
Yeah. Yamazaki would be racking those up quite frequently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see Team Art of Fighting versus Team Orochi here. Very close.
Very close. But
very close. I think, you know, honestly, after maybe seeing they're evil clones. I'm still a little confused about the nature of Awaken Orochi. But I think that made Orochi really step up their game. Unfortunately, that's just not enough to beat Art of Fighting, right?
Art of Fighting is just like, they are consistent. They are like, we're just here to fight. And they just have it under control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Our cosplayers of Team Samurai versus the stalwarts of Team K-Dash here. I think the samurai is dead.
Yeah, I think he's just that he didn't even have to like use the chest beam. It just sort of like happened.
Yeah, that was.
You were right. That katana just snapped right in two. When Maxima just grabbed it.
Was it real steel? I mean, I know Maxima's strong, but like, did he get that thing at Comic-Con?
I think the scariest thing is that sword is real.
Damn. Well, sounds, you know, next round is gonna be a real slobber knocker then, I think. All right, well, on to Team Akari versus Team Super Heroine. Which group of horny fans will be disappointed?
Let's find out together, shall we?
Yeah. The professional soldiers won the fight. That's not too surprising.
Not too shocking.
Yeah. I think every year they come out. Thank you once again to Mai, to Yuri, to Athena. Just showing up and bringing a good attitude every year. They bring a lot to this tournament. A
lot of pep.
Yeah.
But they did kind of go up against three seasoned soldiers, like, kind of just like out here putting in work.
They just weren't really here to make friends, you know? Well, let's find out if these new kids that Benny has taken under his tutelage are for real. Yeah, they're for real.
They're absolutely for real. Benny Maru is no joke.
Yeah, Benny is no joke, but also, I mean, Meita and Kun did sumo moves to the sumo girl while asleep.
I think he has a very promising future ahead of him.
Yeah. I think we have underestimated Team Hero here. I think maybe that name is no joke. Wow. All right. Well, that's round two done. That brings us to round three and a bunch of really serious matchups.
Absolutely.
First off, Team Ash versus Team Secret Agent. I gotta say, I don't know if they're the number one seed at this point, but like,
they did.
Team Ash is, yeah.
They did take out Sacred Treasures.
They took out Sacred Treasures, and that's very impressive. Secret Agent certainly put in a solid performance, but like, I don't know. It definitely favors Ash. What do you think here?
I think it favors Ash, but I think it's 6-4. But it's in Ash's favor for the first time.
Okay.
Team Garo was like a solid fight for a reason. And uh-huh. I think Secret Agent is proving why they are like they should be in this tournament. But I think 6-4 is like where we should go.
I mean, on the other hand, Ash engulfed them in purple flame orbs and like juggled them for like a solid minute. I could see 7-3 here.
Yeah, actually, you're right there. Also with like Kukri's fucked up sand monsters as well. I don't know how, like, just, I mean, Team Secret Agent is full of just proficient martial artists and, well, and Luong. Like, I still don't know her deal.
I mean, I believe her deal is try and get you so horny you die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the wrong team to do that against, I think. Because, I mean, Ash is like, you know, that's like trying to beat fire with fire. Ash already is on that train.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth deals with Ash all the time, so she's very tolerant of that approach. And Kukri is an incel who gets more angry the more horny he gets.
That is true.
I did see him on 8chan.
Oof.
I think he's just... Yeah. It's a rough one.
It's a rough one.
So...
But... So yeah, 6, so like 7-3 Ash.
7-3
Ash, yeah.
Now, probably what will be the best views we get this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal Fury versus Southtown.
The classic.
It's a 5-5. We've seen this match before. It goes either way. It's, and like, you can't judge by the previous matches either, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I think you can tell how Geese is going to do. Geese is going to do how Geese is going to do. But, like, fighting against Geese, Terry and Andy turn it on.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're... It's... The way in which, like, Terry and Andy just have so much, like... They have so much, like, they just tap into whenever they're fighting Geese Howard. And, like, Joe doesn't have, like, that deep of a connection, but he's like, oh, I'm going to fight for these two. So.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Joe is just is a tournament addict, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about his history in Fatal Fury, but, like, Fatal Fury and, of course, the King of Fighters. He's also just in, like, every other martial arts tournament. This guy is just, he's just practicing all the time. And that, mm-hmm. that approach, you know, he's got the chops.
Yeah, I think this is 5-5 for sure.
Next up, we have another match we've seen. I mean, we're getting into teams that have fought each other a lot over the course of this tournament, right? The history of this, you know, storied tournament series. Art of Fighting versus K-Dash.
Art of Fighting versus K-Dash, huh?
I feel like over the years, this fight has really gone both ways.
Yeah, I think, like, there is something to, like, Art of Fighting's, like, stunning consistency versus, like, K-Dash's, like, sort of, like penchant for surprise, right? That they just balance mm-hmm. each other out.
Yeah, yeah. And Art of Fighting is very just... the most focused on the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. God, is 5-5? Is this another... Yeah, I was about to say, is this another 5-5? Because this feels like another 5-5.
I feel like some years it leans one way or the other, but this year I can't tell yet. And so, you know, I it could very well be we call this 5-5, and then we get the results back, and it is very favoring one team or the other. We'll see. It could be a stomp.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Team Ikari versus Team Hero. With what we just saw, my only question is it 6-4 or 7-3 Hero?
I think it is 6-4, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah?
Like, I think it's just there's so much, like, Team Ikari just has, like, they have... like a synergy with each other that like Team Hero has been showing that they have like a lot of potential and are doing really well in this tournament. And I think I think Team Hero still has the advantage, but Ikari just is like sort of the know-how to deal with the unexpected.
True. True. That level, even with the strength they have, two of them are quite raw. And if they knock out the kids, Benny will hurt him, but Benny can't win by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Probably. We'll see.
It can happen. I'll be honest. It can, in fact, happen. But regardless, let's see the results of round 3.
Ashton versus
First Secret. Off. Yeah, Ash versus Secret Agent.
Another
compelling 3-1 of Ash.
Ash has just been like proving why they should be here.
Which is remarkable, right? Because we had, you know, there were a couple of years in a row where like Ash was getting top billing, Ash was getting high seeds, Ash was on every poster, and the results Ash was putting up in those years was not that impressive.
And yet.
You know, maybe now the pressure is off a little bit. It's less like high stakes in one way at least. And Ash is just, you know, high key here to fucking fight.
Mm-hmm.
And just putting on a show for the folks. That was a great one. Not the closest thing in the world, but just kind of a demonstration of what happens when someone who does normal martial arts is up against these people who seem to have magic. And how that goes.
And Elizabeth does have a sword, but, you know, we've seen how effective those are in this tournament.
Well, and the funny thing is, it seemed her hands, her, like, light blade hands, seem more effective than her sword.
Weird how that works out.
Yeah, confusing. Don't know why she carries it. Next up, the classic.
Fatal Fury versus Southtown.
Yeah. Wow.
The boys did it.
3-2 Fatal Fury. That's... I guess you should have expected it was going to come down to Terry versus Geese, right?
Yeah. Like, absolutely. That match was going to be... like, they... even before, when they were choosing their order, they knew. They knew. It's like... they had to, they put, like, Anchor Geese and Anchor Terry. They just knew how this was going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Damn,
a close.
It was quite the fight.
Close yeah. fight, yeah. yeah.
That part where he just, he Buster Wolfed through Raging Storm. Is I think it's going to be one of those
gambit.
Moments.
Huge gambit, but played off, paid off.
It's going to be a moment that people are going to be like referencing for years to come. Just one of the fights in this history, in the history of this tournament. Now, Art of Fighting versus K-Dash, another even matchup. K-Dash,
huh? Yeah, like. Surprising, but that's kind of their deal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I, you know, a real key moment, of course, we had Maxima versus Robert Garcia, and yeah, it's not, despite the fact that these teams fight all the time, those two have not had the most like intense rivalry, right?
But you could feel the heat emanating.
You could. And you could also hear that crack when Maxima's pneumatic arm broke Robert's leg. And we all hope he gets better soon, but it did demonstrate a point.
Demonstrated a point. Real Joe Theismann, like, sort of, like, moment for this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't it stick out that way?
Last fight of round 3, Team Akari versus Team Hero.
Let's see who... it's the Heroes. It's Benny Maru.
It's a 3-0. It is like, they put Benny on point, and he didn't let Team Akari fight.
It's really quite something how, like, Ikari just felt like they had done so well in this tournament. But their last fight was just, it was against Team Superheroine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on some level they were like thinking, ah, this the rest of this will be a cakewalk. It's like, nah, Team Hero.
Well, and all our conversations were like, okay, so how are the two kids going to fare before they get to Benimaru? But with that veteran wisdom, Benimaru is like, no, I'm used to these tournaments. I have the stamina to fight like match after match. These kids need to serve their strength. I'll do this one alone. And yeah, they just, you know. Akari wasn't ready for it. All right. So we got one left to decide our round 4, to decide our grand finals.
We got Team Ash versus Team Fatal Fury. Mm-hmm. And then Team K-Dash versus Team Hero. So
Ash versus Fatal Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Ash has looked really good. Terry has never in his life looked bad.
Yeah, you're going up against, like... and, you know, not to discount what Ash has been doing this whole tournament. They climbed and fought and clawed all the way to this, like, to these semifinals. But goddamn, you're going up against Terry Bogard.
You are, but I mean, okay, let's do it, like, who knows what order they'll go with, right? But mm-hmm. Let's do it fight by fight, right? Terry versus Ash. Ash has looked really hot. I could see that one going either way. I do slightly favor Terry here,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot. Then you get Elizabeth versus Andy. This may seem controversial. I strongly favor Elizabeth on this.
Right.
Andy is a incredible martial artist. He is not focused on one-on-one fighting very much. He is very much a person who wants to refine his technique. I mean, like, he's a lab monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth is a champion.
Yes.
So I think Elizabeth wins that. And then you have Kukri versus Joe. And Kukri's shown up this tournament. I mean, I feel weird giving it to Kukri, but I think with the performance he's been putting out. But Joe, one of Joe's techniques is he's able to stir up tornadoes.
Yep.
I think wind versus sand, we know how that goes.
It makes a sandstorm.
It does. And you blow the sand back. I don't think that bodes well for Kukri.
And I think it's like, and also, like, Team Fatal Fury had the fight of their lives just now, you know?
Yeah.
They are riding high off of, like, beating Southtown. Like, I think this might be another, you could go either way.
Yeah, this might be a 5-5.
This might be a 5-5.
Wow. Team Ash just overperforming expectations so much here, even to make it here.
Mm-hmm.
One that's a little more what we would expect is K-Dash versus Hero. Our number 2 versus our number 6 seeds.
Mm-hmm. I think this goes Hero's way, though.
Yeah. I mean, K-Dash has looked very good in all their fights, but so has Hero, mm-hmm. right? And I think, strangely enough, I think the odd abilities of the two kids on Hero might actually be a decent match for K-Dash here. And I feel like that sleepy kid versus Whip. I like the sleepy kid.
Yeah.
6-4?
6-4. Yeah, 6-4 Hero.
Okay.
So let's see Ash versus Fatal Fury first. Oh my god.
Folks, in 2023,
mm-hmm.
Ash Crimson is going to Grand Finals.
Ash is in Grand Finals.
And like every...
We've been doubters and haters this entire time.
This entire time. And they looked great. There was synergy with Kukri. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be like... This is... It was kind of close, right? It was like competitive, but like there was no point where it seemed like Ash was going to lose. I don't know. I'm
flabbergasted.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to think there. Maybe we're going to have another defiance of expectation. If none of our top 5 seeds make it into Grand Finals, I guess that shows you what we know.
Yeah.
Right? And
shows us what we know.
As a matter of fact, yeah. K-Dash. Damn. Like, we talked a lot about Maxima. We talked a lot about K-Dash himself, mm-hmm. right? I will confess I have kind of given Whip short shrift. I've been perhaps a little disrespectful. And I don't know what is going... We might ratings-wise get in trouble with the footage that people can now find on public television of this grown woman whipping a child into unconsciousness.
It's not great, but...
It's not great imagery.
But it does draw in the numbers.
And it does draw in results. Benny put up a heroic fight, but the two kids went down pretty fast and he just couldn't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so our grand finals are going to be Team Ash, Ash Crimson, Elizabeth Blank Torch, and Kukri versus Team K-Dash, consisting of K-Dash, Maxima, and Whip.
Let's fight that.
That's a fight.
We're going to have to, like, I think we're going to have to tune in for that one.
I think so. I'm going to be honest, with the way things have gone, I like Ash here. I'm a believer now.
I think Ash can take it, yeah.
But we'll have to see. So, breaking character again, folks. Thank you for joining us for the whole bracket here. Mm-hmm. For our grand finals, and also for a special show match, we are going to do an actual video. We are going to live commentate CPU matches. Mm-hmm. So we will have these two fight a best of three, a first to two.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Like, and this also, by the way, was just like a fun exercise just in general of, you know, going with the dice rolls, seeing what we can make up. But like, also, it's just fun to think about this sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
We do have one more thing to do before we go, though.
What would that be?
We have to decide our lineup of eight for our special match, because we are going to have a special, like, stomp match of eight people, one at a time, trying their luck against a overpowered Omega Rugal. Huh. So, among our defeated combatants, who wants that sauce?
I feel like Geese wants to show up. I feel like,
yeah, I think, yeah, Geese probably is a little insulted that this guy who washed down round one gets mm-hmm. a show match.
Exactly. And that he didn't get the opportunity to, like, take him down himself, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Hydern?
Like, I think Hydern's feeling too old for it at this point.
Yeah.
Because Team Rival did not do great.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe would want to fight it.
Joe would want that fight, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think... And obviously, we're also just motivated to pick a fun lineup here.
Mm-hmm. Kula Diamond.
Kula, yeah, Kula would want that.
She could think of this as like, oh, I'm auditioning to be on another team. Let me show you what I can do.
I mean, speaking of which, there's no way Rock doesn't show up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Rock is mad he lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vanessa could be tempted into it.
Yes. How many slots do we have left?
We have three left. I think Team Sacred Treasures is all shook. I think they're like, wait, we got washed, and they, like, none of them want to show up for it because they're just in their feelings.
Mm-hmm. King, though.
King would be good.
Yes.
Two more. I think Ralph is probably still itching for a fight.
Ralph is always itching for a fight.
Yeah. And then one slot left.
How about we give it to Darley Dagger? Because that could be funny.
Sure. I mean, I think... After Haomaru's sword broke on Maxima's armor, she was just like throwing up her hands like, well, great. I time traveled to be here and you fucked this up.
You fucked this up for me. Might as well do this special match.
All right. Well, that's our lineup for the special match. But yeah, that's an episode here. Kyrie.
Yes.
Where can people find you on the internet?
I am principally trying to post more on co-host, so you'll find me on co-host.com as Kyrie Page, which is just my first and last name, no A in the middle. And I also still occasionally post on Twitter, but like I'm trying to listen. I think we're all trying to like remove Twitter from our lives. And also all the stuff that I do on scanlinemedia.com, which is where you're listening to this right now.
Right now. Right now. Yeah.
Six, what about you?
So you can also find me on Twitter and co-host at sixdetmar, S-I-X-D-E-T-T-M-A-R. And other than that, same places as Kyrie for the rest of my work.
ScanlightMedia.com and Patreon.com/ScanlightMedia.
Indeed. We'll catch you, in a day or two for the actual grand finals and our show match. And until then, folks, peace out.
See ya.